Blog Talk Radio.
Keep doing your thing because you never know. I might be sitting at home with a chicken bone, see on TV. Now, wait a minute. I know them, you know. They should have been singing the whole time live.
Exactly, man.
I got 10 engagements. If I go to one event, I got like 5-6 people, you know, booking right. Blam, blam, blam. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, I'm independent. And I am doing, I'm independent. And I'm like, wow, I'm doing it like on a big scale. Like, I'm a real artist. I'm like, what? But hey, I spoke
it. You are a real artist.
I am a real artist.
Was written, and you know what? You know what, cuz? I'm so appreciative. You zeroed in right where I really want the reader to get. That's really the reason why I wrote the book.
I'm blown away.
I told God I would be faithful about the spirit that he gave me, and he wouldn't let me release it for some time, but if no one else gets anything out of that book, get chapter 9.
That's very, very simple. You know, I talk nice to them. They call me Daddy, AK Disco.
AK
Disco. 3-5. And I say, sure, I don't do no physical harm to them.
Mm-hmm.
I just threaten to take the food, the clothes, and the home from them. And they act right.
Okay. I was just thinking maybe you might have to clean house or something like that, but that's great.
Well, back in the old days when I first started, I used to use the duct tape and the clothes hangers and all.
See, I thought that, because that's an old tried and proven practice.
Yeah.
I mean, I heard.
It's a national anthem. I make them all say before I put them on the street. They say, "We are K-Tickle Girl, the one you heard about. We fight with knives and 45s and broken bottles, too. We are K-Tickle Girl, so who the hell are you?"
Oh, mercy.
Who the hell are you?
Okay, I was just about to ask you that. Like, what genre would you say most of your music, I guess, is in? I don't want to put you in a box or anything, but what do you feel it most represents, your style of music?
Well, Ron Hill, who's one of my partners, and we formulate the Love Brothers. We've just finished our 4th CD as well. He lives in Virginia. He said it's a combination of jazz and hip-hop, which he calls jip-jop, which I registered and copyrighted right away.
No, other than the fact that, you know, like you said, I was sitting there, there was times when I was sitting beside him while he was doing his beats and everything, and, I don't want to call him his real name. Taz has come a long way, and his music
is... Thank you, Jesus.
This is the voice, and as I said before, T-A-Z, host the show, man.
Good evening. This is A-T-A-Z-P, recorded live on Blog Talk Radio with your host T-A-Z. And I got in the house the talented Mike Stone. What's up, man?
What's going on, bro? Good to see you. It's all good. Good to hear from you again, man.
We're trying to get you. We tried to get you a couple months ago, couldn't do it. Now we got you in here for real, for real.
Yeah.
How you been, bro?
No,
I mean,
it's been a crazy year, my friend. I'm gonna tell you, this pandemic has really gone to the dogs. It's really made a lot of things a little bit out of the ordinary, and it just threw me off the whole corpse. For the whole time being, I'm trying to get back in normal action right now. You know, it's not hard to deal with. And you know, we got to really pray down and vote for a new president for real.
Don't you know, bro? And some of these people need to go to Russia with them, because I'm sick of this. I know you see my posts on Facebook every day. I be going in.
I mean, every time I turn on Facebook or turn on the news, I got to see this clown president that we got being the fakest president ever on earth right now as we speak. He actually beat George Bush to the core to be a fake president. He has no idea how fake he really is. He really don't. He is so fake, it's ridiculous.
Enough of him, man, because I do a political show on Sunday, and we go in on Sunday for 30 minutes. So I got to talk about the music, man. So how have you been doing what you do, man?
Man, we this album we're getting ready to put out here on the market is going to be a album that's going to explode right in your face. And I talk with my record label right now, and we just sat down and had a brief meeting about the release date of this album. We wanted it to be released in November of this year, but since this year has gone so bad, we decided to push the release date to the beginning of the month of January in 2021 so that we can be out of 2020 into the new year with a new, fresh look on what's happening. And plus, this album has a lot to talk about within the ranges of what we're going through right now. And especially with the lyrical content, it's just very serious.
That's good, man. That's good. We need to hear a lot of new stuff now because, you know, everybody doing verses, everybody DJing now since this pandemic started. Everybody wants to be a DJ and everything. But, we need to continue.
Being a DJ is not the thing about being able to do music. It's about being a musician and being able to write songs, learn how to be able to perform on an instrument as well as sing. And not many people know that I can sing, but this album I'm going to be singing on this first album. You're going to hear my voice for the first time, and it's probably going to make people just say, "Wow, he can sing."
Yeah, because I'm tripping too now. How long have I known you and didn't know that? How long? It's been I've been knowing you for a minute.
My sisters will tell you. My sisters will tell you that I could sing because they heard me sing when I was a young boy. So it's like right now I'm an adult, so this is like the whole entire new genre to me present myself to the audiences that's going to hear me perform as my voice on a microphone. So it's going to be something worth hearing. As far as I'm concerned, I'm not nervous, but it's just wild.
Well, just tag me when that thing dropped for real, so I can hear it for real. I did get five of your songs, and I'm gonna play them because remember when you first came in here, we only did 30 minutes, then I had another guest. But you are sitting here the whole hour, dog. So I got to get these songs in the whole hour. And the first song I want to play is Beat. Do That Thing. That's the one I want to play.
That's my music sister, Angela Angeli. And Angie did a job on this record. She worked with Curtis McClain, is a guy that did the house music anthem way back in the beginning of house music era. And he was actually singing the house music anthem on the record. But this time, Angela came and did something on his record called Beat Through That Thing. And I just turned it around and just flipped it and just put the funk right on this whole entire thing called Funk House. And Chicago is very well known for this type of funk in the house music that we play. And I just got seriously down in the dirt on this one. So that's how it got to be.
Here we go.
Do that thing.
All right.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He keeps flashing with the DM.
We yeah. went to the roof on that one. I'm talking the roof.
I loved it when it first jumped off, and I was dancing out in the seat. I was like, yeah, I'm feeling that.
Hey, that was I just like snapped. That's all I can think of. I just said, let's just bang this thing out, and make it what it is, and do what it do, and just let it rock. And that's how I got that. So, you know, so they could do what it do.
That's the beat do that thing. Yeah, I understand. Since this pandemic hit, have you been doing things different? And have you been spending more time creating?
As a matter of fact, I've been creating so much. I feel like I did over 10,000 compositions right now for some odd reason, because my whole entire library is big, and I don't even know where to begin on the next project after this World Group project is finished and put out there. I mean, 15 songs is already getting the introduction to who I am, but there's more to come out of me, especially with remixes
right.
from other artists and stuff. And my music sister Bernadette Cooper from Climax has a new song coming out later on called "All the Girls," and that's a remix I did something with for that project as well. That's supposed to come out later, I think, this year. And she's flipping on that. She loved what I did on that. She wants me to do an extended version of the remix, which we're going to put that together now to before the release is done.
Well, I'm sure I'll see it. I'm friends with her, so I'm sure I'll see it. She's a bad girl. I love everything she's done. So
yeah.
I love
Brenda
her style.
She's a legend and main right of doing what she does in music, and especially when she knows the funk. She knows how to bring it as much as she can be able to swing it and make what it is out of it. She does a job every time. She's excellent in what she does.
So, since this thing did hit, personally, what changes have you gone through, man? Because personally, since this pandemic hit, personally, not musically, creatively, but personally, what changes have you gone through, dog? Because, I've been in the house like Fred Flintstone.
Well, let me tell you
for real, dog.
This pandemic has been a big turning point in my life that I had to go through, because as far as everybody knows about me having the stroke, it's a stroke in 2013, was actually the beginning
right.
of what I had to do to recover with. As I tell people with this pandemic, this coronavirus is actually no stranger to what I already know and I've been through, to be able to not breathe, to not be able to feel anything in my lungs, to be able to feel but just blood clots. Because that's basically that's what the coronavirus is. It's basically blood clots in your lungs. People don't know that,
right.
but that's what it is. I've experienced that when I was likely recovering from my stroke in 2013. I also had blood clots in my lungs, and I was having chest pains and not being able to breathe the same way as the way people are having trouble trying to breathe right now. And having
right.
the flu shot being done, taken care of in 2019, I was able to keep that from forming back into my lungs, having that blood clot symptom. And hey, I was happy enough to know that flu shot does work every time. So whatever Trump's saying about this vaccine trying to come through in October is not telling the truth. He really does not know anything about a vaccine for that. The basic thing that a vaccine is supposed to go through is a flu shot to take. So I'll suggest everyone to just go out and get the flu shot ASAP and be done with that, and that would be able to put them at whole bunch of ease, not to worry about anything coronavirus for next year or 2021. They will not have any kind of problem. As long as they get the flu shot, they'll be fine.
Yeah, I'm getting mine on the 24th when I go back to the VA. So I'll be doing mine. I did it last year.
That's the way to do it.
And realized, hey, a black man ain't had a cold, and you know, I had to think about it. And then I was like, look, I stopped going to the gym because Corona be in the gym. Because I know I caught many a cold in the gym, so that helped.
You ain't never lied.
I'm going to the gym.
You tell the truth like it is. That's exactly what it is. It's basically in the gym. You're going to find a virus attacking people with the sweats that they do with working on those treadmills and all that stuff. It is
basically
what comes out of a person's skin bones to be able to have a coronavirus attack. You want to make sure that you're having your health, immunizations, all that stuff. You want to make sure you get your doctor checkups and make sure you have your blood pressure pills, whatever you want to try to do to make sure that you're stabilized and working just towards the formality of doing just right. You want to make sure you're okay. So one thing we need to do is just all continue praying for each other to make sure we're okay. Because we have to make sure we keep our masks, we keep wearing our masks on, and keep on doing what we do to move forward. That's about it.
Right. Well, I'm glad you're doing better, and I'm glad that you're staying safe, man. And because you know, there's some crazy people out here, even black people, crazy trying to say
that
the masks don't work. I'm like, what? I'm done with y'all, man. Because
the mask works.
You
don't
want a doctor. You don't want a doctor to come in and operate on you with a whooping cough.
You better get a doctor, or else you ain't gonna have no life to live. I'll tell you that much. Because people right now, they're up to just talking about they don't need a mask. I said, well, guess what? People who said they don't need a mask, I've seen a couple of people already die from not wearing one. Okay, now tell me something else I don't know.
Right. And you don't want a doctor coming in with the whooping cough and his hands look like he worked on his car, just change some oil and operate on you. You don't want him to do that.
Go.
So what makes you think a mask don't work and cleaning your hands don't work? I don't understand.
Mask works fine for everybody. Wear the mask, people. I'm serious. Wear it, or else you ain't going to have no life to live altogether. Back to the music.
That's the order. Back to the music. you were talking about Bernadette, and I took that, I got that Get Up Off Me by Climax. Explain that before I play.
That was my first stint at remixing her in Climax. When I gave her that remix, she was flipping like crazy over the track. I was like, okay, Bernadette, what are you saying? Say, he brought the funk, Mike. You are incredible. I said, okay, Bernadette, thank you. I mean, I'm just appreciating her because I'm a big fan of her ways of bringing Climax to the table the way she did. I'm thankful for I have to thank God for having her on hers. Seriously.
Right. Well, here it is.
She is just one of a kind. Yes, please.
Climax is back. We know we were looking good. Oh my God. We had every designer on you can think of. Gucci, Valentino, Dolce & Gabbana, you know, the big boys. We're going out tonight. We're going to find us a man. Not just any man, a rich man. And then I was interrupted. Oh, my girls are looking good tonight. And everything is going right. Cause we're going out too far. Gonna work it all night. Hey, should we take a hammer or the rain? What the heck, I'm in a compass number 16. I got my Gucci and my product cause the girl gotta represent right. Ooh, I pulled up to the club. Everybody giving love. As soon as I'm in the club, there's a guy who starts bugging me. I feel everything to get through. When you get away from you, get up off me. Pick it up and leave. Let it go, just get up. $1,000. I'm looking for a millionaire. And you are all up in my life. I can't believe I gotta make a scene. You got me cussing in the whole damn plane. Nobody in the house gonna try to talk to me now. All up in my face right now, and everybody's trying to figure it out. Martini in my hand, I'm trying to try to get away. Here he comes, he's looking for a worst nightmare. Hanging on like a scary bear. Get a pocket full of liquor and a scrub, all rolled up in one.
Hey kids, it's DJ Kaufmana from Radio Freakout in New York City. You're listening to ATAZP Live, courtesy of my digital brother from a different mother, TAZ.
Yeah, this is ATAZP Live. Mike, that jam, man,
yo,
that thing was bumping. I think I got a ride with that one.
Hey.
Like,
I'm gonna
I
tell
heard
you,
Bernard Dan's voice on there. I was like, yeah, I'm feeling that.
I had to take a million leeches off of that song to make sure that it was not even on, Bernard, that make sure they were off her. So they got off and ran.
Yeah, that was kind of nice, man.
That was too much.
Okay,
that
now,
good.
You know, I've told you before that I did music too. So...
Okay.
I wanted you to listen to a couple of snippets of some beats that I did. I just want your opinion on them. Knowing that you love music the way I love music. This is no name in particular. I'm just going to play a little bit of it and ask your opinion. Here we go.
Let's go for it.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was a little bit of a new beat that I had made a couple weeks ago.
It sounds like some Minneapolis funk right there. I like what I'm seeing on that.
Yeah, man. I made about 3,000 beats. Matter of fact, got a new CD coming out October 2nd.
Mm-hmm.
17 track.
I like that. I like what I heard. The beat is fresh. I like that.
Yeah, man. Like I said, I made that. And then I bought the machine, and I'm trying to learn it, right? And I just got it like 3 weeks ago. I did 9 beats on it. But I'm still like, I'm still learning. I'm like, every so often, I tell my wife I'm going to school now.
It seems like you graduated out of that, man. You got something right there, so that's likely you have something right on top of that. That sounds like something you can deal with right there. You got something right there to work with. You can really work with that. That sounds good.
Yeah, I
mean that.
Well, I appreciate it.
Sounds really good.
I appreciate it, Jeff, because I've been making beats for a minute. Yeah, but like I said, I got that machine. I got to sit here and talk to my cousin. And I told somebody I need to sit here with some anointing oil, the Bible, and talk to Jesus and get and learn this machine. Learn how to do this thing. Man, I tell you. When you're trying to switch over to something new,
the Book of Revelation.
You got to read for real to open my mind.
Yeah. Make that open.
Yeah, man.
Make you get it all together. That sounds fresh right there. I like that. I like that beat. That beat was good. Like I was like digging that.
I appreciate it, Mike. I also appreciate the time. The time that you called in when I was doing my dedication to Prince when he had passed away. I think it was a week after he passed away. And I was playing
hits my heart a little bit about Prince because Prince, man, I'm telling you, Prince taught me a whole lot of things growing up listening to his music from 78 to the time he had gone. And it's like, he was showing a lot of things that I was finding in myself to be able to do in the studio. And the way he was showing, the way he was doing, he just had it right there. He gave it to right. He's like, he says, here, Mike, take this. Try this out. Do something with that. And I just said, okay, I'll go with that. And it was just that Jesse Johnson, being from Rock Island, Illinois, I knew his dad very closely because what it was that Jesse and I had, we got roots of knowing how to blues and rock and R&B go together to make a funky sound. And everybody knows that when they heard Jesse Johnson's music, you knew how funky he was when he was doing his thing with the Jesse Johnson Review at the time. Knowing how it is that you do musically to be musically into the correction of what you do, you have to really know your craft in order to perform it as well as produce it and put it out there. And there's a way that Jesse did. I just say that his way of doing with his teaming up with Prince and learning from Prince and doing what Prince was doing. He was learning from Prince as much as I was learning from Prince. We were both learning from Prince, and the thing is, we all know that music is the actual learning language of the universal gift that we all have as a whole to communicate with, and that's basically what music does. It actually communicates to you, and it does something with harmony as much as you know how to do it very creatively, and that's a great thing.
Right. Right. I appreciated you calling in and we chopped it up for a bit. Play some Prince that you said that one a couple songs. You was like, I ain't heard that one. But see, I used to dig back in the crates and then somebody sent me some Prince that was some unreleased Prince and bruh.
Okay.
I was listening to them when he was still alive. You know what I'm saying? And then when I was in the Army, brothers was coming back talking about, man, I went to the club in Minneapolis, man, Prince Club, and you hear something new in the club that you ain't never heard. I'm like, man, I got to go to this club. You know, I wanted to go there so bad because of the fact that you could hear some music that you never heard.
So many tracks. Prince has so much music out, you didn't know where or when or what was going to happen when you heard his music. It's just that you heard something and you thought you would think you knew it, but you didn't because you actually knew it was brand new, and it was just like spitting it right in your face.
Right. So, like I said, I appreciate you called in and did that, man. Also, I want to play your song, My Everything, explain it before I rip it.
Oh, Layla Hathaway. My girl, wow. No, Layla was feeling this at the time on Twitter, and I put it out there to hear. She was just like, she has a retweet on this version of My Everything. I mean, she was like eating it up, and she was loving the heck out of it. So, Layla, if you're listening, Layla, I love you, girl. Let's do something together in the future whenever we get a chance, okay? Got you. Love you.
This is My Only Thing.
Even
go.
Yes.
Yeah. That's hot too.
Can you feel
it? I like that song. I like that song a lot.
Oh, love that song, man. Bro, thank you. That is, I'm going to tell you, I was just feeling something about Layla when I was doing that whole entire arrangement. It was just something about the way she does things. I just put it all together and just said, this is the way I felt Layla do that song from the beginning. And I just said, let's just go with it from there and go and give her what's right and what's mellow and funky and smooth as well we could dance. And so I just came up with that out of nowhere, just from the grace of God. He just gave it to me just like that, and that song came out.
Yeah, that. As soon as it came on, I was like, I remember this. And I was feeling it. Yeah, I remember that.
It's all good feeling. It's all a good feeling, man. It's this race that comes within the groove, and that's how it just inspires
right.
me. What inspires me is what brings it right to the table. It's just put it right there, bam.
Now, I want you to give the people where they can hit you up at. Look for this next new album that you told us about, and then hit you up on social media. Where can they go? Where can they go?
See what? Now, the thing is, people can go to my website. I have a website that's online called MikeStone3000.com. That's MikeStone3000.com. MikeStone3000.com. You can go to that. And you can also find me on Facebook at Facebook.com/MikeStone3000. And you can find me on Twitter at twitter.com/MikeStone3000. And also at youtube.com/MikeStone3000. That's my YouTube channel, which I just got through hooking up, called the MikeStone3000 official YouTube channel at youtube.com/MikeStone3000.com. You can find me there, and also Instagram.com/MikeStone3000 is another place. Instagram also, you can find me there too. I'm possibly everywhere, you guys. So the thing is, we got a lot of things happening, as well as the album itself. That album is going to be released in 2021 instead of 2020, because we pushed it up to the beginning of January of 2021. Because we find that there's so many instances going on that are conflicting with the whole entire change in time, with the election coming up, with the Christmas things happening, with this pandemic still ongoing. We decided to go to January 2021 to release the album so we can make sure that we have everything out the way, that people are not panicking or not having any kind of problems going on in their lifestyle. We want to make sure everybody's in the safe zone of being able to hear this record, as well as they'll hear it on iTunes Music, on Spotify, on Tidal.com. They'll hear it there. They'll hear it on Amazon Music as well, and they'll hear it on YouTube as well. So everything is being set up for every one of you to hear the album. World Groove is the name of the album, and my name is going to be changed with the 3000 on it. So the MikeStone 3000 will be the title of the artist. The artist title will be MikeStone 3000 instead of MikeStone, because there's a lot of MikeStones out there. We had to put a 3000 on my name to make sure that it was different and being uniquely away from the rest of the other MikeStones that are conflicting. You don't want to have no conflicts with my name being
right.
What it is. So actually being able to have me as MikeStone 3000 is the way to go. And that's how we're going to be able to separate from the other competition, being MikeStone. We'll make it MikeStone 3000 is now the official name that I'm going with. So that's what you'll hear me as. And the album, World Group, will be out in January 2021. So be on the lookout for that. And believe me, you're going to be really ecstatic to hear what's going to happen
with this album. So I'm going to really blow in your face. I'm just letting you know.
Maybe since there's a couple of TAZs out there, maybe I should be TAZ 3000. For real. I do got the.
There's a dude named Taz that raps. You mean 4,000?
Yeah, right. I want to say thank you, man.
Hey, thank you, Mike. Tom.
I appreciate you, brother. You're a bad man. Hey, I never met you in person, but I swear, I feel like I've known you for years.
Sure. Okay.
Say what now?
I said, don't tell yourself short, because you're bad, too.
I tried, baby. The last song I'm gonna
say, you're doing it.
The last song I'm gonna do, I want to play is Mystery Desire. Explain that, man.
Oh, that's the
that's an intriguing title.
Ooh, wee. I'm gonna tell you something. that song came as a surprise to me because. I had a girlfriend that I was with that made me put this song out. What she did with our relationship, she went to so many obstacles that went to a very high point that I felt so much sensation with her being my girl. She was able to make me do a song like this to make the song become what it is. And the way the song is being what it is, it's just the way it is. It's a mystery in the groove as much as it's being the song being called Mystery's Desire because it has so much desire in the song. I said, this song has such desire. It's a mystery to my own account. And that's why I had to call it Mystery's Desire the way it had called it right now. So basically, that's the reason why the song is titled that, because of her.
Well, thank you again, Mike. Like I said, I appreciate your family for coming through.
Hey,
Mike Stone, this is Mystery Desire.
I appreciate you. All right.
It's all good, bro.
All right, bro. Thank you for so much.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.